This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, January 26th. A federal jury in New York has reached a verdict in the E. Jean Carroll civil defamation trial against former President Donald Trump. Jurors have awarded the former magazine columnist $83.3 million in damages for defamatory statements Trump made when he was president in 2019 about her sexual assault allegations against him. The jury found Trump should pay Carroll $18.3 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. Today's total isn't final until the judge orders Trump to pay those damages, but it's more than eight times what Carroll asked for in her initial suit. Last May, a separate federal jury awarded Carroll a total of $5 million in damages after they found Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s and defamed her in 2022. On Truth Social, Trump called today's decision, quote, absolutely ridiculous, and says he'll appeal both verdicts. Now to a top UN court's ruling about Israel's military campaign and its war with Hamas in Gaza. Here is CNN's Melissa Bell.
The UN's top court has ordered Israel to take all measures to prevent genocide in Gaza, stopping short of calling for Israel to suspend its military campaign, but ordering that the country seek to limit the death and destruction that's been caused by that campaign, as well as prevent and punish incitement to genocide and ensure the provision of humanitarian aid to Gaza.
South Africa accused Israel of violating international laws on genocide and wanted the court to order Israel to cease fire in Gaza. But a lawyer representing Israel rebutted those claims, arguing that Israeli leadership had not shown, quote, genocidal intent in the wake of Hamas's attacks on October 7th. A decision on whether Israel's actions are considered genocide is expected to take several years. Israel has already indicated it would not accept the ICJ's orders, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressing Israel's right to defend itself, saying this earlier today.
Our war is against Hamas terrorists, not against Palestinian civilians.
Longtime National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre testified today in a civil corruption trial brought by the New York Attorney General. Prosecutors allege top NRA members, including LaPierre, used the nonprofit organization as their, quote, personal piggy bank through years of illegal self-dealing and financial misconduct. CNN Chief Law Enforcement and Intelligence Analyst John Miller details LaPierre's testimony today about private trips he took with NRA funds.
LaPierre was called to answer from the Assistant Attorney General John Conley. What about the trips to the Bahamas? What about the safaris in Africa? What about the private yachts that were paid for by NRA vendors? Most of his answers were boiled down to yes or no, until he was put on the hot seat about why he declared bankruptcy from the NRA. And that got into a testy exchange between he, the prosecutor, and the judge.
The Defense Department is continuing to train Ukrainian troops, despite there being no federal money left for Ukraine aid. About 1,500 Ukrainian troops are training in Germany, at the U.S. military's biggest European training base. Smaller groups are also training elsewhere in Germany and in the U.S. The Biden administration is pushing for lawmakers to approve more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine as part of a supplemental national security package. But the package's fate in Congress remains unclear amid broader negotiations over the southern border and immigration policies. Up next, how reducing air pollution from shipping may have had an adverse effect on global warming.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. In 2020, an international shipping body dramatically slashed how much sulfur could be in ships' fuel. But now scientists are wondering if cutting the pollutant might have inadvertently accelerated global warming. The huge cargo ships that crisscross the world's oceans emit tiny sulfur dioxide particles. When that mixes with water vapor in the Earth's atmosphere, it creates low-lying bright clouds that reflect the sun's energy away from Earth, which helps cool the planet. Tune in to new episodes of 5 Things at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Then back on Sunday for One Thing with host David Rind.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.